Hello.
Hello, is Katrina Staples there?
Yes.
Hello, I'm Chris, calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm merely conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. I know we're calling on you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible. And we really appreciate your time. Just to make sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Black.
Thank you. What is your age?
My age?
Yes.
I'm 48.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, for Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm going to vote.
Well, should I record that as definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country right now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two out of the list. You can stop me whether you want me to check the box, or you can hear them all and you can tell me. We can match it to what you think. So the following list is increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, reducing crime, protecting LGBTQ rights, you can select up to two.
Oh, okay. So, well, just take the first one.
Okay. So the next one was protecting LGBTQ rights, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, fighting inflation, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, standing up to the right in racism and discrimination, improving the economy, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, reducing gun violence, providing affordable childcare, or improving K through 12 public school education. Do you have another one from the list? Or in your opinion, which one pops out for you, the issue that...
The gun violence and to better the economy.
The economy. Improving the economy.
Yeah, improving the economy.
So just to make sure that that I got that correctly, is improving the economy and reducing gun violence.
Yes.
Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
I'm barely making it.
So how should I record it? Keeping up with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Similar to the other question, in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upwards mobility in this country? Once again, you can select up to two. Let me read to you the list, and you can tell me which ones are the ones that pop up to you. Sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women. Unfair or rigged economic system for the rich. Racism and discrimination. Lack of good paying job opportunities. Poor work ethic poor life choices and values by some, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, too many people depending on the government for handouts, not enough good role models.
Okay, go back to the top of the list.
The sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women?
Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. The treatment for women. And then it was one down a little further.
Can you tell me what it's about and we can match it to the topic? Was it about, I'm sorry, can you repeat that? You cut off for a minute.
It was something about rights.
When the rights.
No, No, wait a minute, was it? I don't know. Okay, go two questions after the one I just picked.
The two questions, lack of good paying job opportunities.
There you go.
Okay. So the ones you selected were sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women and lack of good paying job opportunities as the greatest obstacles to economic success.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery and race or racism from public schools?
I haven't heard anything about that.
Okay, thank you. But do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I'm against that.
Are you strongly against it or somewhat against it?
I'm strongly against it.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, just let me know. The first one is the NAACP.
We're going to say 89.
Mm-hmm, 89. Hakeem Jeffries.
Who?
Hakeem Jeffries.
Never heard of him.
Okay, that's fine. The feminist movement.
89.
Ron DeSantis.
Who?
Ron DeSantis.
Never heard of it.
Beyonce.
No.
The singer.
Oh, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Oh no, she's a 10.
She's a 10 or a 100.
A 10.
A 10.
Okay. I'm not a beehive fan.
Okay. Thank you. Joe Biden.
We gonna give him a 60.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
She gets a 95.
Thank you. And the Black Lives Matter or BLM movement.
100.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Cornel West, the third-party candidate, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for who would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch things up a bit. Please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally, using a scale from 0 to 10, and where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact on your life. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is climate change.
Zero.
Crime and violence in this country.
Ten.
The country's economy going into recession soon.
Yeah.
Affirmative action ending.
That's a five.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with a policy. And these are a mouthful, so please bear with me. And by the way, I thank you for your time. Well, we still have a few more to go. So the following statements are, the government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
I agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
I strongly agree.
The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
I agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should provide free child care to all families.
Someone agrees.
Athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
Someone agrees.
Drug addicts and non-violent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, yes or no?
Yes.
When dealing with a mental health episode?
Yes.
Sickness or serious injury?
Yes.
Mothers giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Mothers adopting a child?
No.
A death of a family member?
Yes.
Caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Yes.
Fathers adopting a child?
Yes.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say it's very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I haven't experienced it.
So how should I record that? Not often or not at all?
Not often.
Okay. Have any of the following things happened to you or a family or a member of your household in the last 12 months? A home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Violent crime such as assault?
No.
Money or property was stolen?
No.
Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad, by the way, that nothing happened.
Now
we're going to switch gears a bit for the last time. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I'm currently in school now.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
So what level of schooling?
11th grade.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
I'm so sorry, I didn't catch that.
Living with a partner.
Okay, thank you. Do you have children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
I would say maybe 2 times a year.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. The first one is MSNBC.
Never.
News network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
I guess, yeah, Fox, Channel 2. Okay, yeah.
So that would be very often or somewhat often?
Often, very often.
Fox News?
Yes.
That would be very often or somewhat often?
Very often.
Thank you. Your local TV news?
Yes, that's my local TV news, Fox 2.
Oh. In CNN?
No.
Seldom to never or not that often?
Never.
Thank you. Just to make sure that I got that right, your local TV news was very often, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
I am a Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance, or other?
Health insurance through my employer.
Thank you. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Is it you, your spouse, or you and your spouse jointly?
Jointly, both of us.
Thank you. Now, would you please tell me in which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category. Under $15,000. $15,000 to $30,000, $30,000 to $50,000, $50,000. Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Thank you very much, and that was the last question. I appreciate your participation in this survey.
Thank you very much.
Have Bye-bye. A wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.